Welcome back to another podcast. My name is C.M. Manjunath. In this podcast, we are going to discuss about the best free way, a free method to promote your online courses. If that interests you, stick around. So, what is the best free method to promote your online course? Before we get into the nitty-gritty details, as always, I'm going to start with the concepts. Let's talk about the concepts first. Concept number one. Back in 2019, in one of the conferences, the CEO of YouTube, Susan, let the world know that there were over 2 billion monthly active users on YouTube. That's 2 billion users on YouTube in 2019. 2021 it is right now, and in the last 1.5 years or so, that number would have grown significantly, both in terms of the number of people that use the internet across the world, as well as the people who use YouTube. Now, it's safe to assume that 50% or more of the world's internet population, the people that use the internet, at least 50% of those people will use YouTube. Okay? They use YouTube on a monthly basis. What that means to you is that YouTube is a very powerful platform, number one. Number two, YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. What I mean by that is, when you think about Google, Google is the most powerful, most popular search engine in the world, the one with the highest market share. There are other search engines such as Baidu in China, Yandex in Russia. But overall, if you think about it, right after Google, the most used search engine in the world is actually YouTube. So whether you want to learn how to make pasta at home, or how to build your own website, how to do your sales funnel, people go to YouTube because they find YouTube to give all the answers. So after Google, YouTube is considered the second largest search engine in the world right now. Hopefully that is an interesting fact that you probably did not know. Concept number three is the content on YouTube is discoverable, which means it can be evergreen content. What I mean by that is, if you posted something on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, in a couple of days, that content can disappear in the stream, in the news feed. On the other hand, if you publish content on YouTube, even if it's years down the line, people could go to YouTube, search, and find your content, which makes YouTube unique and more powerful than other social media platforms on the internet right now. YouTube is very powerful. Okay, so number one, over 50% of the world's internet population uses YouTube. YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. And the content on YouTube is very searchable and discoverable by people. Now that we are clear about the concepts, let's talk about the things to do. There are 5 things that you can do that can help you promote your online course for free. Okay? So these are the best free methods to promote your online course. Number one. Obviously, what I'm talking about is videos and YouTube, okay? So you have to make videos, and that's what this entire video is going to be about. But here are the 5 things that you need to keep in mind before you make the video. Number one, topic research. Many people who want to get started becoming content creators, content marketers, struggle with this one thing. They do not know what they should be creating content about. What should be the topic about? So that's the question that plays on people's minds. And usually they aren't able to take action because they're not able to dial in on that one topic that matters to the target audience and also all the related topics within your niche. Okay, so topic research is the number one thing that you need to do. Now, here are a few ways that I'm going to suggest that will help you with finding the topics that you can make videos about. In order to find topics within your niche, and regardless of which niche you're in, the techniques that I'm going to show you now is going to be useful for you. So let's say you're in the fitness niche. What you could do is go to a website called answerthepublic.com. Just type in your niche. So it could be weight loss. Within fitness, maybe you're doing weight loss diets. I don't know. You just type that in, weight loss diets, for example. What answerthepublic.com will do for you is it's going to pick up all the popular questions that people tend to type on Google search. It's going to spit out all those questions, sometimes hundreds of them. Now, you could peruse them, pick up the ones that matter to you, that make sense to you, that is relevant to your niche, and you can start building content around that. Okay? So, all these days, if you were concerned, you didn't know what the topic needs to be about to create content around, here are the ways. Answerthepublic.com is a great way. Pick up all those questions. If they are relevant to your niche, start creating videos, start creating content by answering those questions, by solving those problems. That is what topic research is about. Now, another great website is called alsoasked.com. It's very similar to answerthepublic.com. Also Asked, very good indeed. So do check it out. Alsoasked.com. Now, if you are looking for even more ways, here's another one. Very simple, very straightforward. Just go to Google, type your niche. So it could be digital marketing training in my case. I could type that in Google. And guess what? As I go through the results on the search engine results page, there is a separate section that says people also ask. And there is a list of questions. Now, as you look for an answer for that specific question, as you click on that drop down, Google will expand that list of questions and you'll get even more relevant questions. Now, you can go on expanding that to get as many questions as possible. Make it like a bank of ideas, a bank of content topics for you, and start building content around that. Okay. So topic research it is, that's number one. Number two is keyword research. Remember I told you that YouTube is like the second largest search engine in the world. People go to YouTube, type some search queries, and these are called your keywords, key phrases. And as you type something in the search box on YouTube, you will notice that there is a drop down. And YouTube will suggest you certain things. For example, how to build a website. As you type that in, you might probably see auto completion, auto suggestion from YouTube that might say something like how to create your website using WordPress. What these queries are people already using them, which means these are the popular search queries on YouTube already. So select them and you can brainstorm ideas, pick up those keywords and start building your content around that as well. Okay, so topic research, keyword research. Number three, to promote your online course for free. The third approach, and of course, all I'm talking about is creating video content, right? That's what this whole video is about. You have to create video content. That is the best free way to promote online courses. What I'm talking about are these things that you should keep in mind even before you start creating video content. So the number three is competitor research. As you type in your search queries in YouTube, there's going to be a bunch of results, videos that are relevant to the search query. Pick up those videos. What I mean by that is start watching them. Now, these are your competitors. They are already ranking on YouTube for some reason. So there's no harm in checking their videos out and learning from them. Keep an eye on their thumbnail, on their video thumbnail. Check out their title. Have they used the keyword in the title? Does the thumbnail have more text or images? Is it more graphical? Is the thumbnail and title congruent? How is the video content structured? As you play the video, you will see how they've opened it, what's in the body, and how did they close it. Looking at all these patterns will give you some idea of how to create video content yourself. So you can learn from your competitors. That is amazing, don't you think? Topic research, keyword research, competitor research. Are you ready for number four? The thing to do to prepare for your video content so that you can get free traffic, free method to promote your online course is answering questions. So now you have all these questions, all these search queries. Now it is about action time. You've got to start planning your content to answer those questions. Now people come to Google, they go to YouTube to find answers and solutions. And if your answers and solutions are satisfactory to them, there's a very high probability that they're going to look up to you. They're going to see what you're up to, what do you do, and how your course could benefit them. They're going to start thinking on those lines. That's a positive sign for you. So answer the questions. That's number four. Number five, keep it consistent. Now, you couldn't create content for a day, a week, a month, and just let it be. It doesn't work like that. There are so many YouTubers who create 10, 15, 20, even 50 videos. They don't see views and subscriptions, and they give up on creating content, creating videos. Guess what? That's not going to work. They believe that only people with big following can actually have a channel that can get tons of views and subscriptions. Here's the truth. Here's a little secret. It's not about views or subscriptions. If your content is going to answer specific questions, even if a handful of people watch your videos and they watch it in an engaged manner, those are indicators to Google that your content is good. And that's when Google will start ranking your videos high on YouTube. Okay, by the way, Google owns YouTube. So when you create good content that is watched for a longer period of time, in-depth, engaged users, YouTube realizes that your video is good and it's going to start ranking your videos high. It might even show your videos on the recommended options and the homepage and all that good stuff. Okay, so there it is. These are the five things that you need to do. The best free method to promote online courses is through video marketing. You have to make videos. You have to be active on YouTube. But before you do create content, before you start publishing content on YouTube, what you'd want to remember is that you've got to be clear about the topic. You've got to be clear about the keywords that people use. You've got to be clear about the competitors. You've got to answer people's queries and questions. And you have to create consistent content. That is how it is done. All right. All right. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. You're going to get a lot of value in terms of course creation, course marketing, and selling your courses online effectively. That's what this podcast is about. You could also subscribe to my channel, YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, search for CM Manjunath, and you should be able to see my videos. You can subscribe, and again, you'll get a ton of value there as well. Now, apart from that, I've created a Facebook group. It's called Digital Trainers Hub. Please join the Facebook group so that you can get insights into how to create, market, and sell your online courses. And there are some very talented people on that group, so you can learn a lot from them as well. All right, thank you very much for listening. My name is CM Manjunath. Have a good one. Bye-bye.